eventually to the east side through Mongolia, ending up somewhere like in Siberia.
Fantastic.
The Sunburnt in Siberia tour. And we find Shirley and Brian, after a fortnight of travelling around, they were apparently on a ferry going to Finland last week. We weren't able to talk to them. So we thought we'd establish contact now in St. Petersburg, Russia. Brian, how did you end up there?
Oh, we had to cross a pretty interesting border into Russia, Darren and Millie, and yeah, it took us a little bit of time, quite a lot of smiling at the man with the big gun and filling in a lot of paperwork, but eventually we ended up in Russia.
And I hear that you were looking for an ATM and a man came to your aid.
Yes, once we crossed the border into Russia, and it took us about 2 hours, I think, to get across the border. Travelling along the roads, just through the countryside, we came across a little place to stop and have a bit of a break and gather our thoughts. And we had, luckily, a friend in Melbourne had lent us 500 ruble, which is about $2.
Yeah.
About $10, I should say. We needed that money for ATMs, but a man came up to us, really interested in the bike, and said, "Where are you going? What are you doing?" And I said, "We're looking for an ATM." He said, "There's none out here. Do you want some money? Here, take some of mine."
Oh, how about
unbelievable.
That?
Unbelievable.
What a guy.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so did you take it? What happened?
I refused, of course, and travelling into St. Petersburg, there's some tollways which really aren't that expensive, and luckily we had that 500 ruble. We were able to use the money to travel on the tolls and get into this rather hectic city. And let me tell you, Darren, the drivers on the open road are crazy. No other word for it. They have a road toll of about 30,000 a year, and I can see why.
30,000 a year. So obviously no speed cameras, and don't they obey the traffic limits? What's the story?
Well, there are speed cameras, but no one seems to care about them. The highway roads are in fairly poor condition. 90 kilometres an hour is the speed limit, and that's fair enough on some of these roads. And it's nothing to get overtaken at twice those speeds by usually a big black Audi or a big black Mercedes or something like that.
Yeah.
Wow. It must be, I mean, going from place to place, Brian, I notice when I cross a border in Australia the difference in the roads from state to state. It must be quite surprising sometimes when you actually go from country to country and things would change pretty drastically.
Yeah, it is. It's really, really quite interesting. But when you come into St. Petersburg, the road's actually quite good. But out in the countryside, it's pretty ordinary, I've got to say.
St.
Petersburg is a great city.
Oh, what's growing on the roadside? So when I think about Russia, I think about sunflowers or something like that. What are you seeing from the bike in the fields as you're passing through this country?
Well, all we've seen at the moment is really forests in this area, really quite wooded, lots of mosquitoes because of the wooded area, and it's nothing we can do about seeing any sort of open field at this stage. I'm hoping we'll see a little bit more as we head down towards Moscow.
Sure. And what about the vodka, the culture of the vodka and the Russians, of course? Has there been any evidence of that?
I've been told that you have to get your liver into pretty good shape for Eastern Russia. I haven't come across it yet, Darren, but I might have a little something to share with you when we get back. Perhaps we can tote the way that the Russians do.
The bike's standing up to all of the conditions of the roads, which aren't that flashy, you were saying, but that 30,000 road toll, is it a bit hairy out there? Are you doing it okay?
Oh, yeah, look, you've really got to have your wits about you, and particularly watching the mirrors. And I'll tell Shirley, you keep an eye on the mirrors and I'll keep an eye on the road. When it's raining, you can't really see the potholes and things like that. It's quite dangerous, Darren, there's no doubt about that. But we'll take care, and at the moment we're seeing the beautiful sights of St. Petersburg, and what a wonderful city, you know. It really is a jewel in the cities, I've got to say.
Yeah.
St. Petersburg Church, the Church on the Spilt Blood, which is quite an interesting thing. You quite often see it with the beautiful coloured tiles in posters. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Really is.
Good stuff. Pretty. And what does this week bring? What do you do for the remainder of the week?
Well, we're here for another couple of days in St. Petersburg. I've got to try and keep Shirley out of the Fabergé shop. She wants to buy one of those Fabergé.
The eggs,
you know,
yeah.
It's difficult it is to travel on
a bike.
I'm trying to convince her of that, but I don't think I'm winning.
You'd have to put it in the helmet, wouldn't you, and head, put that over.
I think she's prepared to carry it all the way home, so I don't think I'm going to win that battle. But we're heading to Moscow in a couple of days, spend some time in Moscow, and then down to Volgograd, where we hope to catch up with a Frenchman that French-Canadian guy that we've made contact with, and we're going to travel with him probably into Kazakhstan.
Oh, into Kazakhstan. This is where it gets interesting. So we'll
eat some apples.
We'll keep a note of your travels and speak to you hopefully next week, Brian.
Thanks, Darren. Thanks, Billy. And yes, we'll try and see if we can get some of those beautiful apples.
Good on you. That's Brian Ricks, former head of the Homicide Squad, two up on a bike on a BMW in St. Petersburg.
I think the wild apples might not be quite as sweet as the ones we get at the fruiterer. I'd love to hear about that part of the world. There's so many plants that come from that part of the world, Darren.
For sure. Michael joins us. Good morning.